Hello, I'm Zubair Adam, and I cover the toluene and mixed silanes market in Europe. Joining me today, I have my colleague Nick Cleave, who is markets editor for paraxylene and orthoxylene. First, a roundup of the spot market for toluene and mixed silanes in Europe. Spot premiums over Eurobond prices, quoted in dollars per ton for both products in June, had a range of around mid-50s to mid-80s, but then started declining in June and in August when it fell to as low as the 20s for the low end and 30s at the high end of the range. This has been caused mainly due to weak consumption for both products from the gasoline blending market and the respective petrochemical sector, which are also facing problems of their own. The premiums have since come back up again in September to the 30s and 40s for toluene and 30s and 50s for mixed silanes. This increase in premium has not come about due to the traditional interactions of market dynamics. Buyers and sellers just do not have a common ground to engage. Producers are not having much incentive to extract aromatics nor sell it at such low premiums as they might incur losses. Buyers, on the other hand, don't want to buy at high premiums as there is no additional demand for product. If we look at the downstream sectors for toluene, currently, the economics to produce benzene is not positive, and some of the demand from toluene diisocyanates, also referred to as the TDI market, could have been reduced due to plant shutdowns in Europe. There is some tightness in the TDI market, which could be positive news for toluene demand when these TDI plants restart production again. Two recent fixtures have emerged for toluene to be shipped from Europe to the US Gulf after many months of closure for an arbitrage opportunity. This has come at a time when recent hurricanes had disrupted plant operations in the US. The fewer arbitrage opportunities also puts pressure on demand in the European spot market. Now, looking at mixed silanes and at the margins with downstream products, paraxylene and orthoxylenes, there has been positive spreads. This is one of the reasons why there has been more requests for mixed silanes coming from the petrochemical sector as opposed to the gasoline blending sector. Now I will hand it over to Nick to see what influences this may have for those two markets.
Thank you. So for both paraxylene and orthoxylene, there's been quite limited spot activity recently, and players have been mostly sticking to contracted business. There has been slightly stronger demand for orthoxylene. It's been at a fairly good level for September, albeit, again, focused on largely contract business. And that's been linked to demand from the automotive sector picking up. I've spoken to a couple of sources who've pointed out that in the upcoming winter, it's usually a quieter time for the construction market, which is a key consumer of PA, the derivative of orthoxylene. And while the automotive sector has been has recovered significantly compared with earlier this year and has been the source of the good demand for OX, it is going to be the key influence whether this recovery from the automotive market continues or if demand weakens again and therefore results in orthoxylene demand returning to a weak condition.
Okay, that's very interesting to hear. Thank you very much for those insights, Nick. For more information on these products and other chemicals, don't look any further and visit www.icis.com. Thank you for tuning in.